I have to admit that at first we struggled to accept the reality of a pandemic summer. At some point, we acknowledged that we'd be staying home a lot, and some kind of a pool in the backyard might give us something to do. And apparently, so did everyone else. We got nervous as supplies ran low and prices were skyrocketing. Fortunately, my husband, the internet shopping super sleuth that he is, was able to find one that would fit the space we had and that we could afford. It was an hour away, but the drive was totally worth it. Mason, our youngest son, was in that pool nearly every day this summer. At 12 years old, he took the brunt of our new pandemic habits. Without a job to go to like his older brothers, he was just home. He didn't seem to mind, though. He understood his responsibility to the community and to keeping people safe. Friends continued to have indoor play dates, even slumber parties, but us, we just had that pool. I often joined Mason in our little backyard oasis. There would be whirlpools and beach balls and games and so much laughter. It truly was a reprieve. Occasionally, in the solitude of our yard, we'd have brief but deep discussions about all the things on our minds. Those conversations usually happened during what we called vibe time. Vibe time was when we'd get quiet. This was the time to simply float and be. Letting the water support us, we'd gaze up to the sky, taking in the shapes of the clouds or the sparkle of the leaves in the trees. The water glistened. And there was a scent of purity in the air. It made me feel safe. It made me feel normal. It made me feel supported. And it reminded me of the beauty all around me. But now the temperatures have dipped. We started draining the pool on Labor Day because it just won't stay warm enough to support our little sanctuary. And I'm so sad to see that water go. I literally feel myself mourning this loss. And through that process, I've come to realize that now it's my turn. It's up to me now to be the water for myself and for others. That water was a reprieve. It was a sanctuary. It provided laughter and motion, depth and support. So, how can I be the water? Well, I can hold space. I can sit in non-judgment and witness my own feelings or truly hear the stories of others. I can be mindful of our shared humanity. I can sincerely cheer and celebrate successes, whether big or small. I can laugh out loud. I can work at staying present in the moment to keep overwhelm at bay. With grace, I can remember that each person is dealing with the issues of the day in their own way. I can ask what is needed right now. And when I'm able to provide, I can let a little extra spill along the way. Because if one person needs it now, then others probably do too. I feel like there's so much more to this, and honestly, I'm still processing it all. So now, as we prepare to listen to some special music, I invite you to type in the chat some of the ways that you think you or we can be the water for ourselves and for others in the coming year. I look forward to seeing your responses in the chat.
I've been thinking a lot this week about water as I've prepared for this annual traditional mingling of the water service. In some ways, this service is the same as always. The same story that we share each year, the same emphasis on the metaphor of water and the power of interconnected community. But of course, in so many ways, this isn't traditional. Normally, we're in our beautiful sanctuary, not viewing or calling in from home. Normally, we're looking each other in the eye as we pour our waters together. This year, there will be a car parade involved. Usually, we're calling our children up to catch your blessings and sprinkle them on the water, not blessing our water through the screen. It makes me think about how water is like that. Always the same, always two hydrogen molecules fused with an oxygen, always wet, always freezing at 32 degrees Fahrenheit. But it can also feel different. Sometimes it trickles, sometimes it is still and calm, sometimes powerful beyond measure. This summer, my family had big plans to travel to see family in Colorado and Vermont after, you might recall, all our plans were waylaid by my health challenges and the adoption of our second child last summer. I was planning some time near Boulder Creek or Lake Champlain. But instead, thanks to the pandemic, I found myself and my family exploring much closer to home. We had not yet had a chance since moving here to visit a beach in Wisconsin, but this year we got to visit a few of them. Our favorite lake at the moment is Elkhart Lake. We kayaked on the Fox River, and we had one disastrous night camping near Hartman Creek. Pro tip, tent camping with a one-year-old and a four-year-old is not recommended without prior backyard practice. Each of these bodies of water is unique, just like each person who makes up this fellowship. And they're also, in their own way, separate. We had to drive an hour to get to Elkhart Lake and another hour in a different direction to Hartman Creek. We too are separate right now. We are in our own locations, homes. Some of us are in the Fox Cities and some much farther away. It can feel isolating right now to not be able to see and touch each other. But the waters remind me that we are actually deeply interconnected. The waters remind me that we are actually deeply interconnected. The same water that flows from Lake Winnebago through the Fox River to Green Bay and into Lake Michigan. And the rains that fall throughout our earth are cycled infinitely around the world. We are, more than we can feel and see, connected. And that gives me hope and grounding for the months that are still to come as we weather this time of unrest in our world. As we embark on this year together, we are shifting into our new program year theme of growing resilience. May these waters help to nourish each of us and our fellowship community to be sources of life and growth, even in these difficult times. To be sources of life within and beyond our fellowship community, to be a blessing to the world.